Welcome to the Wintercast. It's time to have fun and learn English. Hello everybody and welcome back to another video. Bem-vindos a mais um vídeo e hoje eu trago para vocês os 50 verbos mais comuns em inglês. Exatamente. E para melhorar, com frases de exemplo para que você possa treinar o seu listening e também praticar a sua fluência, o seu speaking. So, let's get started.
To be. Paul wants to be a teacher. Paul quer ser professor. Paul wants to be a teacher. To have. I have to go to school tomorrow. Eu tenho que ir para a escola amanhã. I have to go to school tomorrow. To do. Kim has to do her homework today. Kim tem que fazer sua lição de casa hoje. Kim has to do her homework today. To say. How do I say goodbye in Spanish? Como eu digo adeus em espanhol? How do I say goodbye in Spanish? To go. I go to the gym twice a week. Eu vou na academia duas vezes por semana. I go to the gym twice a week. To get. Jake went to the supermarket to get another drink. Jake foi ao supermercado pegar outra bebida. Jake went to the supermarket to get another drink. To make. John will make us some tea. John irá fazer chá para nós. John will make us some tea. To know. Do you know how to play the piano? Você sabe como tocar piano? Do you know how to play the piano? To think. She needs more time to think. Ela precisa de mais tempo para pensar. She needs more time to think. To take. I'm going to take Jeff to school. Eu vou levar o Jeff para a escola. I'm going to take Jeff to school. To see. I'll see you later. Eu te vejo depois. I'll see you later. To come. He didn't want to come here. Ele não queria vir aqui. He didn't want to come here. To want. I want to know everything about it. Eu quero saber tudo sobre isso. I want to know everything about it. To look. He didn't look in their direction. Ele não olhou na direção deles. He didn't look in their direction. To use. Can I use your cell phone? Eu posso usar seu celular. Can I use your cell phone? To find. He can't find his keys anywhere. Ele não consegue achar suas chaves em lugar nenhum. He can't find his keys anywhere. To give. I'll give her a new dress. Eu vou dar a ela novo vestido. I'll give her a new dress. To tell. She'll tell him everything when he comes back. Ela vai contar a ele tudo quando ele voltar. She'll tell him everything when he comes back. To work. I work at an airline company. Eu trabalho em linha aérea. I work at an airline company. To call. If you need anything, just call me. Se você precisar de alguma coisa, é só me chamar. If you need anything, just call me. To try. I'll try to stay healthy. Eu vou tentar me manter saudável. I'll try to stay healthy. To ask. You can ask me anything. Você pode me perguntar qualquer coisa. You can ask me anything. To need. I need to talk to you. Eu preciso conversar com você. I need to talk to you. To feel. How do you feel? Como você se sente? How do you feel? To become. He'll become an expert in English. Ele vai se tornar expert em inglês. he'll become an expert in English. To leave. What time are we going to leave? Que horas nos vamos sair? What time are we going to leave? To put. Lisa will put on her white dress. Lisa vai colocar seu vestido branco. Lisa will put on her white dress. To mean. What do you mean by that? O que você quer dizer com isso? What do you mean by that? To keep. Keep to the left. Mantenha-se à esquerda. Keep to the left. To let. We must let her know that you are safe. Devemos deixá-la saber que você está seguro. We must let her know that you are safe. To begin. He couldn't even begin to think about how she would react. Ele não podia nem começar a pensar em como ela reagira. He couldn't even begin to think about how she would react. To seem. You seem to enjoy your work. Você parece gostar do seu trabalho. You seem to enjoy your work. To help. With his help, she got the job. Com a sua ajuda, ela conseguiu o emprego. With his help, she got the job. To talk. What did you want to talk about? O que você queria conversar? What did you want to talk about? To turn. You will need to turn right on the first street. Você precisa virar à direita na primeira rua. You will need to turn right on the first street. To start. It would start all over again. Iria começar tudo de novo. It would start all over again. To show. Will you show me how to do that? Você vai me mostrar como fazer isso? Will you show me how to do that? To hear. It was probably the last thing he expected to hear. Foi provavelmente a última coisa que ele esperava ouvir. It was probably the last thing he expected to hear. To play. I love to play with my little sister. Eu amo brincar com minha irmãzinha. I love to play with my little sister. To run. I run every day in the morning. Eu corro todos os dias de manhã. I run every day in the morning. To move. Sometimes we have to accept change if we want to move forward. Às vezes, temos que aceitar mudanças se quisermos seguir em frente. Sometimes we have to accept change if we want to move forward. To like. The people did not like this. As pessoas não gostaram disso. The people did not like this. To live. I live with my mother and daughter. Eu moro com a minha mãe e filha. I live with my mother and daughter. To believe. I can't believe I've finally found you. Eu não acredito que finalmente eu te encontrei. I can't believe I've finally found you. To hold. Could you hold things down for 2 weeks? Você pode segurar as coisas por 2 semanas. Could you hold things down for 2 weeks? To bring. Tell them to bring my car around. Diga-lhes para trazer meu carro. Tell them to bring my car around. To happen. It will never happen again. Isso nunca vai acontecer de novo. It will never happen again. To write. I will write him a letter. Eu vou escrever uma carta para ele. I will write him a letter. To understand. Now I understand what you were saying. Agora eu entendo o que você estava dizendo. Now I understand what you were saying. To stay. They wanted to stay at the party. Eles queriam ficar na festa. They wanted to stay at the party.
E aí, gostou dessa aula? Esse é um conteúdo desenvolvido especificamente para pessoas que querem aprender inglês de verdade. Então, se você conhece outras pessoas que querem aprender inglês, compartilhe esse conteúdo com seus amigos, com seus familiares e acesse www.ingleswinner.com para materiais gratuitos. Não esqueça de seguir @ingleswinner no Instagram, @ingleswinner no Facebook e também no YouTube. Thanks for listening and I'll see you next time.